So we have here, we just want to go through the Mar Mikaymis, what was decided. First of all, I was requested to say a sugya, a shir, on a non-Yavamis sugya, which is in Yavamis. So I apologize, this does not get into the lumdus of all Yavamis. For those who are dying to stay in Eishasach and in the, all the wonderful sugyas, that was the request I got. The Maisa, it is a very interesting sugya, I think, about tzitzis, which is connected into Yavamis. It was also decided for numerous different reasons, also for my own personal sake, is that we're going to break up the shiur in half, so that today we're just going to say the easy part, just going to basically go over to Mar Mikaymis, point out the questions, what we want to work on, and leave, I don't know, the answers for a different day, which probably we could have really done everything at once. I don't think it's such a big share, but okay. But that was the what was decided for, say, even for myself, it works out much better. Okay, so just to go through the Mar Mikaymis and to set up what we want to work on. We have, let's start with the Ritva. The Ritva, they have the Gemara in Yavamis. The Gemara says, how do we learn out Esei Deichel Osa Sei? From Kalai Mitzitzis. That we find that the Mitzitzis Sitzis is Deiche, the Losa Sei of Kalayim. So we have a Raya that Esei Deichel Osa Sei. Says the Ritva, Yesh Makshim. Hechi Afina Mitzitzis Echo HaTaira. How can you not from Sitzis to everywhere else? There's a Pircha Dilma Esei Deichel Shai Shishkula Glegekol Mitzitzis. In other words, when it means Dilma, meaning we know for sure Tzitzis is shiny, and maybe that difference is what makes for the difference. What is? Because Tzitzis is greater than all other mitzvahs. So the Tanan, Avirot Mitzvah Kal Kachamura, Shantiyah Matan Tzchoran Shal Mitzvahs. So those who are, know, from the Chofetz Chaim, those Rishiva used to always say, Rishiva Tzatzau, that when Tovis asked the Kasha, it's obviously he had all the bekiyas. He did not ask his kasha, and he didn't know a gemara. And then Tavis answers, "Ha ha, you forgot a gemara." Right? Tavis never does such a thing. So obviously, Tavis in his havamina knew the mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's a pretty obvious mishnah. Even I knew that mishnah. Right? It's a pretty well-known mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Ritva, so not Tavis, the Ramban says it's Tavis is kasha, but the Ritva who asked the kasha obviously knows in his kasha, the Mishnah. But he felt that that Mishnah is not applicable. His answer is, quotes the Mishnah, and saying it is applicable. Apparently, it's a little bit chaser, but that's what the Rishayim do. Then you figure out yourself why it's applicable. In other words, the Ratbon is having a thought that this Mishnah is not applicable. And in his answer, he says, it's a Mishnah, and you should realize that it is applicable, and I'm not even going to explain to you why. Pashup shot in the Ritva's Havamina is very simple. What was Ritva's Havamina? Didn't he know the Mishnah? So that's Pashtus is no problem because Fakir, it's very difficult to understand how the Mishnah answers Akasha because the Mishnah just says we don't know Matan Schar and Shal Mitzvahs. But we do know that Sittas is Shkula Kineged Kol Mitzvahs. So we don't know what the Schar and Mitzvahs is, but one thing we do know is that Sittas is greater. No, in other words, it says Beferish, Tzitzis is greater. So, okay. It says, Avirot Mitzvah, Kishen Atta Yadim Matan Tzchar Shal Mitzvahs. But this, you know, it says, Tzitzis Shkula, can I get called Mitzvahs? So he says, it's a stira between the Gemara in Shruis and the Gemara in Ovis? I don't know. But it says Beferish that Tzitzis is greater than all the Mitzvahs. So, I don't know. Yes, Ein Atta Yadim Matan Tzchar Shal Mitzvahs means in general you don't know. We say Talmud Torah can I get kula? It says ain't at the yadei matan schar shel mitzvahs. I guess, but there's certain mitzvahs we know are greater. It doesn't mean it just ain't at the yadei matan schar mitzvahs means a general rule we don't know, but there could be theoretically a particular mitzvah that we do know is greater. You know, it says the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea says that midah is greater. So what is the Ritva? I mean, if it says beferish tzitzis is shkula, can I call mitzvahs? Obviously, tzitzis is greater. So how can you tell me? Well, we don't know which is greater. But it says beferish tzitzis is greater. Right. So it's very, very difficult to understand how the Ritva is answering his question. Now, he does have a valid point that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos seems to be in stira to the Gemara in Shavuos. Okay, that could be true. But the Maisa, you cannot argue, you know, you can't deny the Gemara in Shavuos. You know, you want to say, I don't understand the Gemara in Shavuos. It's in stira to a Mishnah in a Pirkei Avos. Okay, that maybe you could say. But the Maisa, there's a Mishnah, a Gemara in Shavuos, that says that tzitzis is greater. So there's the Ritva is a valid kasha. There's a pircha. How can the Gemara Shavuos say it's greater? The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says we don't know. Okay, it's a good kasha. But the Gemaisa, the Gemara in Shavuos says tzitzis is greater. And if it's greater, so you have a pircha. Okay. So that's obviously one of the major questions of this year, is to figure out what the Ritva means as his answer. Now, if I only had the Ritva, I probably would have said pshat in the Ritva, probably a very simple pshat, is that the movement between the Ritva is having a maskana, is the Ritva and the Havamina thought when it says in the Gemara in Shavuos that tzitzis is shkula kineka kol mitzvahs, it means when we're discussing the schar, that in schar, tzitzis is greater than all other mitzvahs. And that, Tosfos held, is a valid pircha. Because since in schar, tzitzis is greater, because we don't know exactly what is the dimension of essay which causes the los essay, so we'll say Tavis in his Bikiyas knows that it's the schar that's what's being daichet. So since tzitzis has greater schar than all other mitzvahs, therefore you can't learn out, that was the Ritva's kasha. And for the Ritva, you made a mistake. You can't say that tzitzis is more schar than all the other mitzvahs, because it says in Pirkei Avos, Shein ata yodea matan schar and shal mitzvahs. If that's the case, so what does it mean in the Gemara and Shavuos that tzitzis is shkula kineka kol mitzvahs? That's not talking about schar. That's talking about mystical kedusha. That's talking about raising your madrega. That's talking about being protected from the Yetzer Hara, right? There are multi different facets of a mitzvah. So maybe when the Gemara in Shavuos says, that's what Tavis is answering, that what the Ritva is answering. I made a mistake. I thought Shkuda Kineket Kol Mitzvahs meant as far as Char. And if it means as far as Char, then Enofinami, you can't learn out. But I made a mistake. Can't mean as far as Char. Schar says, ain't the on their mouth and schar and shomitzes. It must mean it's shkula in regard to other facets of mitzvahs. There's the mystical kedusha. There's, you know, the other facets. Mitzvahs have other mitzvahs too besides schar. So that for only in those other areas is it shkula. And the Ritva in his gainus, which I do not know, knows what is a valid pircha. The fact that tzitzis is greater in other areas is not a pircha. The only pircha, the only valid pircha would be if it's greater as far as char. If tzitzis is greater as far as kedusha, so that wouldn't be a pircha, because kedusha doesn't come into play a factor when you're doing essay deichadosa say. It's only char that plays a factor. So the Ritva is Havamina thought that tzitzis is greater in terms of char. Therefore, it should be a valid pircha. And for the Ritva, that's not right shot. Tzitzis isn't greater as far as char. Can't be. It's a beferish of Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Ain't at the yodea matan schar and shal mitzvahs. Tzitzis is only greater as far as kedusha, which is for some, or something else. And that is not a relevant factor in terms of essay deichad osay. Therefore, the more the good limud. That's how I would have learned the Ritva. Problem is that the Ramban, which is really an earlier region, Ritva probably came from the Ramban, says Beferish, not like me. Ramban says Beferish. If you skip to the last line of the Ramban, Vasiya Sitis Lochomer Eda the Matan Skari, Viat Yadea Matan Skari and Shom Mitzvahs. So Igufa says Beferish that even in the Maskana, we're retaining the fact that when it says that tzitzis is chomer, it's ligabe schar. So not like I thought when I read the Ritva, that the Ritva is saying a chiddush that ligabe schar tzitzis is not greater, it's only greater as ligabe other things. No. He says, beferish Ramban, that when the Chazal say that tzitzis is greater, they were only speaking about schar. And so it's mamish double talk. If you're admitting that when Chazal said tzitzis is greater, they were saying tzitzis is greater to gabi matan scharo. So how can you then turn around the very next sentence and say v'yata yodeya matan scharo? You don't know which is greater. You just told me I do know which is greater. So the Ramban, and obviously I do not assume that there's a machlokes, the Ramban and the Ritva. So therefore, that makes, we don't understand really pshat what the Ritva is answering. There is a difference. I will admit there is a difference between the Ramban and the Ritva, in that the Ramban has an earlier step which the Ritva did not have. Meaning the Ramban starts out that in general, we see from the Gemara that we don't ask certain pirchas. So in other words, Ritva doesn't seem to have that answer. The Ramban seems to be, in other words, the Ramban only has the Ritva's answer in the Kol Shekein, which is, the Kol Shekein is the same as the Ritva Pashtas. The Ramban has an earlier answer that in general, you see from the Gemara that certain pirchas we don't ask. And therefore, even if granted, tzitzis would be greater. It's not that we don't ask such a pircha, just like we don't ask a pircha for Shabbos. Okay, that answer I can understand. Certain you have to know, and Hilchas Pirchas, not every chumrah makes for a pircha. Okay, but then the Ramban says the Kol Shekein. So in the Kol Shekein, the Kain who, he makes a Kol Shekein. That madach, we don't make a pircha from Shabbos, which is definitely more chomer to gabi dini. So shorty sittus, and then he sounds like he's saying, like the Ritva is saying anyway, that by sittus b'chlau, it's not such a great pircha. So the Ramban at the second half seems like he's saying the same as far as the Ritva. Ritva is using it in a vacuum, like this, and the Ramban is using it together with a general rule that not every pircha is a valid pircha. Okay. So I'm assuming that they are, and the second half they're the same. But the question is, what are they saying? It's like double talk. They're saying that when it says tzitzis is shkuda k'neged kol mitzvahs, it means agabe schar. And then you say, but iyata yodeya matan schar shel mitzvahs. Right? So that's the first problem. Well, then to completely start a new sugya, we do a little research in mitzvah tzitzis. Okay. What is this? And we find, what does this mean? Sitzes shkula k'neged kol mitzvahs. And we find a fascinating bekiyas, that there's a fascinating machlokes between the Yad Avraham and the Beis Hillel. Who are these people? I don't know exactly. The Beis Hillel obviously was earlier. So I looked up, there's a sefer, Stam, a good cheating sefer called Beis Akad Svarim, which Yeshiva actually owns, which has every sefer that was printed, when it was printed, who wrote it, and when it was printed. So if you ever want to know. So it seems that the Beis Hillel was printed in the late 1600s, and the Yad Avraham was written in the early 1800s. Okay, both, a while ago, but obviously the Beis Hillel was earlier. Late 1600s it was printed, the sefer. So, what happened? So let's read here what happens. It says basically in the Shulchan Aruch that it's going on the mitzvah of Mida. And it says, the G'dayla mitzvah zu mishar mitzvah sase, that the mitzvah of Mida is greater than other mitzvah sase. That's what the Mechaber says. So Kosev is safer Beis Hillel. So it comes along this pretty early Achron, the Beis Hillel. Late 1600s, this is printed. I don't know when it was written. Even though the Mechaber says a rule that mitzvah is greater than all mitzvahs, But there's an exception, tzitzis, which is obviously a daichik, but okay, he's apparently feels it's a vow, ready to say. Tahare kotzev orachayim, sheshkuda kenega kwa mitzvahs. In other words, it's a Gemara, but he's saying that we paskin that way. Otherwise, you know, maybe theoretically you could say we don't paskin that way. So that's why he quotes the Shulchan Aruch. That tzitzis is shako kenegad kol mitzvahs. Dainu tari mitzvahs. So if him came, asher kol dekan dekabi mida shigadayim mishar mitzvahs esay, akorcha chutz mi tzitzis shigadayim imenu. Yaiser. In other words, if I say that tzitzis is shkula kenegad kol mitzvahs, so by definition, that means that it's greater than mida plus everything else. So it has to be greater than mida, because it's here you have mida, and tzitzis is shako keneged mida plus everything else. So it has to be greater than mida. So therefore, you have to say, when it says that mida is the greatest, it is lav davka. Right? Because if tzitzis is greater, it's shako all the mitzvahs. So tzitzis is equal to mila plus all the other 612 mitzvahs. So then by definition, it has to be greater. Right? That's his mathematics. In other words, he basically assumes that it's humanly impossible, not humanly impossible, it's impossible to have two mitzvahs that are shako keneged kol mitzvahs, because it's a stira. How can, it's mathematically can't work. If I'm equal to you plus everything else, that means that I'm greater than you. So then you can't be equal to me plus everything else, because it's impossible. You can say two mitzvahs are equal, but you can't say I'm equal to you plus more. And then by definition, it means I'm greater than you. So I can't say I'm equal to you plus more, and then you are equal to me plus more. That's a contradiction of terms. So the Yad Avram says that it's impossible to have two mitzvahs that are shako keneged kol mitzvahs. Aye, the Gemara says amida is shako keneged kol mitzvahs. So you have to say it's a machlokes in Gemaras. That the Gemara in Shavuos says that tzitzis is shako keneged kol mitzvahs. There's a Gemara, a different Gemara that says that mida shkuda keneged kol mitzvahs. It's a machlokes amaraim. But the fact that the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch paskins tzitzis is shako keneged kol mitzvahs, so that means that that's a shkuda keneged kol mitzvahs. I mean, that's why we're paskining. So therefore, the halacha, we don't paskin like the Gemara that says that mida shkuda keneged kol mitzvahs. And when the Shulchan Aruch said here that tzitzis is greater than all the mitzvahs, that mida is greater than all the mitzvahs, it's lav davka, because mida is greater, tzitzis is greater. That's what the Beis Hillel says. Okay. Comes along the Yad Avram, and he attacks him. Right? Very, very strong lashon. Zein onachin, you're wrong. So he has a bunch of questions. The eich after the tzitzis gadol mimida, sheish bakari, the derech shabbos, mashenkin tzitzis. First of all, we know that mida has kares. If you don't do mida, you get over kares. Tzitzis, even if you wear a beged with a four-cornered without tzitzis, you're only over a lav. A few lavs, but it's not kares. Also, it's not tzitzis is daicha Shabbos. Mida is daicha Shabbos. So this question number one, that we see that mida is greater because it has kares and Shabbos. Okay. But oit, there's a sifri that says, for isem also is kartem, Magich kol mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, manim alav, it's considered kinokiyim kol mitzvahs. There's some kind of mystical thing that all the mitzvahs are interconnected. We say this for those people who say the Yehi Ratzon, when you put on your tawis, which I guess not everyone says. So we say that we want to be yotzei, call the mitzvahs, we also say that by the tefillin, right? Those who make the hiratzen by tefillin, v'taryag mitzvahs hatluyim ba. So what does that mean? So pashup shat, it seems, is that Tara Mitzvah means that somehow or another, when you do this mitzvah, it's somehow considered as if you're doing all the Taryag mitzvahs. Taryag mitzvahs Hatzulim Ba. That all the mitzvahs are interconnected. They're interwoven, the mitzvahs. So when you do tzitzis and tefillin, it says too. So there's Taryag mitzvahs Hatzulim Ba. So this is what it's saying, Gufa, going on tzitzis. That when you put on tzitzis, Madam Olaf Kino Kiyam Kol Mitzvahs. That's Taryag Mitzvahs Hatzulim Ba. That you're considered as if you did all the mitzvahs. V'siyam, but the Sifri continues, the Kal V'chomer Kol Mitzvah Torah. So it says a Kal V'chomer. So it's Mashma that Tzitzis is Kila Mishar Mitzvahs, that's it. If it makes a Kal V'chomer, that means that it's saying Madach Tzitzis, which is a mitzvah Kal. It consists Maida. So surely other mitzvahs. So it means that tzitzis is more kal. V'kein isa b'menachas. Same thing, because the Gemara Menachas says, we have the Gemara Menachas in the back, and says there that there ain't a chal mitzvah kal that doesn't have all these benefits, and it brings a raya from tzitzis. So apparently it's trying to say that, look, even tzitzis has this mida that it protects you. Right, with the Gemara again. So, ain't a then with Kash Rutar Shane looked about there about Zaba, Rabbani de Kama. Say you the mammy mitzvah sitzes, Maisa brother Mechon. So, it's saying, look, even sitzes, Rashi says that sitzes is called mitzvah kawa because it's mitzvah kawa esse bialma. Not sure how to read that Rashi. We'll see how the Sisson Kachim read Rashi, but the Rashi's saying that tzitzis is called some kind of, it's a mitzvah kawa. So, and the Gemara seems to make a kawa chomer, a limit from there, to all the mitzvahs. Einacha kol mitzvah kawa shvatar, shemat, einacha kol mitzvah kawa, it is not a mitzvah, and learning out from tzitzis. Now, how are you going to learn out from tzitzis to every other mitzvah? Teretz is, because tzitzis is a easy mitzvah kawa. Right, that's what Rav Nosson's learning. He's learning, he's taking mitzvah tzitzis. He says, Einacha kol mitzvah kawa shebetorah, shem matan scharam ba, etc., and learn from tzitzis. Now, if tzitzis is greater, then you can't learn out. So obviously he's learning that tzitzis is not greater. So that's what the Yad Avram is saying, that we see also from Menachas, that the Gemara is assuming that tzitzis is less than other mitzvahs. He says, look at the Tzon Kedoshim that seems to say such a thing, that it's less because, what makes it less? That's not clear. So the Tzon Kedoshim seems to say because it's very easy to do, doesn't cost you any money, no big tircha. But whatever it is, the fact that the Gemara in Menachas is learning out from tzitzis implies that tzitzis is easier, less. And the mikoma kom chashiva kiyuma chashukiyu kom into. In other words, the loud thing. In other words, it doesn't mean it's greater. Really, tzitzis is less than other mitzvahs. Why? Because it either zernak tzitzon kedoshim. Because since it's one of the easiest mitzvahs, it's naltircha. So therefore, it's mistavra that the schar for tzitzis is less than all mitzvahs. However, even so, there is some kind of mystical thing that all the mitzvahs are interconnected. And if you do one, to some extent, obviously not fully, but to some extent, it's considered as if you did them all. I don't say not obvious, but that's what I think he's learning. And you get some mystical benefit as if you did all the mitzvahs. I assume he's just proving, he's trying to slug up the Yad Avram again, that how can you tell me that only tzitzis is shaka, we find it by tzitzis. It's not mistavra to say that we don't pass like the Gemara and Baba Basra. By Shabbos, we find it, and by Talmud Torah, which I said pli atzuma, because by Talmud Torah, it doesn't say shkuda, it says Talmud Torah, connected kudam, which is l'chayra something else, and I don't know why he is bringing that in. But okay. Yeah, I'm saying, but I don't know why the Yad Avram is bringing that in to shlag beisidol, because l'chayra, that's something else. That's Talmud Torah, connected kudam, is a different thing. But okay, but that's let's not get sidetracked. But anyway, so what happens? So the Yad Avram bombs out the Beis Hillel with, I think, three or four questions. First question is, it's illogical, because how can you say that Tzitzis is greater than Mida when Mida is Kares and Mida is Doicha Shabbos? Two is, it's against a Sifri that makes a Kal V'Chomer from Mida. Three, it's against a Gemara in Menachos that learns out from from Tzitzis. Three is it's against a Menachos, Gemara Menachos that learns out from Tzitzis. And four is that that there are other cases that are seem shkuda, and you basically are assuming that you can't be more than one mitzvah shkuda, and we do find, it does seem to be that there are more than one mitzvah that's shkuda. The last kasha doesn't seem to be such a shver kasha on the Beis Hillel. We know already how he answers, just like he says, we don't paskin like the Gemara that says mida shkuda, so we won't, he'll say l'alocha, we don't paskin sitzes the shkuda, I assume that's what he'll say. But the first three kashas are his kashas. Okay. What's lemaisa, lemana, interesting, is that the kasha that the Yad Avram is asking on the Beis Hillel is kasha on the Mishneh Berurah, which obviously the Beis Hillel in the late 1600s is earlier than the Mishneh Berurah, but the Mishneh Berurah just makes the question even so much stronger. Because the Mishneh Berurah, it's in the Schof Dawit Oz Hei, he's talking about the Chashivas of Mitzvahs, and he says that every mitzvah doesn't have a skuda to protect you from the Yetzer Hara, but Tzitzis does, as we find in the Gemara Menachos. So this is Mamish, in this Mishneh Berurah, he doesn't say where it comes from, but it's in the Shari Tshuva, quotes it from the Eyoh Rabbah, which is also a relatively early Sefer, who quotes it from the Makor Chayim, which is apparently an even earlier Sefer. So it's apparently pretty early. It's pretty early quoting that too. So this is Mahamish Beferish. You know, the Yad Avram's question is on this Mishneh Berurah, this Eliyahu Rabbah, this Makor Chayim, that they all saying that only Tzitzis is the one that would protect you, but the everything else would not protect you. And it's Kenega the Gemara. The Gemara learned out from Tzitzis. Amar Rav Nosson, Ein Echoko Mitzvah Kawa Shekhsuba Torah, Shem Atnes Karbis, and learned from Tzitzis. What do you mean? You're saying Beferish, only Tzitzis does it. Right? So how can the Mishneh Berurah says, what's wrong? I don't like my question. Okay. Okay, but how can you lemaisa? I understand, but if lemaisa, it's only tzitzis that has this, so how can you make a statement? Ein lechokol mitzvah, but it's only tzitzis that does this. It's like it's a pli atzuma. No, but that's what they're bringing. They're bringing this maisa. They're bringing this maisa. The Gemara is not discussing. The Gemara in Menachos is bringing this Maisa to show the Gathas of Tzitzis. Okay, we'll see. Maybe. Okay, anyway, we'll see. I hear. So the mice of the question, this happens to be that it sounds like this part of his kasha. Okay, we'll see. Anyway, so that's, so again, we'll go back. So the Yad Avram goes ahead and bombs out the Beis Hillel with these three or four questions. Okay. So so now where does that leave us? And so we have two separate sugyas, with two different. We have one sugya we want to understand Shan and the Ritzvah and the Ramban's answer, and I guess we have another sugya which we like to answer the Beis Hillel as an early Achron. We always try and defend the earlier people. comes along the Yad Avram and he bombs out an earlier Akron. So we would like to defend the Beis Hillel. Okay? Two unrelated sugyas. However, as I assume some people probably noticed, the sugyas do seem to be interconnected. The most obvious reason why they're interconnected is that the Ritva and Ramban seemingly are clearly not like the Yad Avram. I think that's, and it's a raya, in other words, which is, I don't say, say good for the Jews, but, you know, I like to make tzitzis a bigger mitzvah. That's what we always used to, right? In other words, the basic machlokes halacha lemaisa between the Yad Avram beast versus the Beis Hillel is the Beis Hillel understands shkula, that when it says tzitzis is shkula, can I get called mitzvahs, that means tzitzis is greater in all the mitzvahs. And the Yad Avram is learning that no, it just means really tzitzis is worse. Tzitzis is one of the lowest mitzvahs. It's just that tzitzis has a dimension which that when you do tzitzis, it's like you did all the other mitzvahs. And truth is, all the mitzvahs have that same dimension. It's mamish. It's fascinating. The machlokes, the Yad Avram and the Beis Hillel is like the two extremes. According to the Beis Hillel, tzitzis is like the greatest mitzvah in the world, even greater than Mila. It's the greatest mitzvah of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, most char. According to the Yad Avram, it's the bottom of the totem pole, the least, right? But the Maisa, and that machlokes, a pretty gigantic machlokes, a very unusual machlokes, but in that machlokes, it's beferish from the Ritva and the Ramban's question that they're agreeing with the Beis Hillel. So it's one thing, the Yad Avram, you know, he wants to argue with the Beis Hillel, it's 100 years before him, okay, stop, he can do that. But Pashas, he can't argue with Ramban and Ritva. So it's very, very interesting that we have a raya from the Ramban and Ritva to the Beis Hillel again. In the point of contention between the Beis Hillel and the Yad Avram, whether tzitzis is the greatest mitzvah or the smallest mitzvah, such a tremendous machlekes, we have a raya from the Rishayim to the Beis Hillel, which of course then strengthens the question. And we have to, then it comes out that all the Beis Hillel, Yad Avraham's kashas that he asked on the Beis Hillel are all questions on the Ramban and Ritva. Because if the Ramban and Ritva proves that the Beis Hillel's basic assumption is right, that tzitzis is greater, so then what do you do with the Yad Avraham's questions? So, you know, so that in that way the sugyas interconnect. Second way they interconnect is that intuitively there's probably the same way you would answer the kashas on the Beis Hillel, the Yad Avram's kashas on the Beis Hillel, sounds like there will be the same way to explain the answers to the Ritva and the Ramban. I'm not ready to discuss how, because then I'll give away the answer. But seemingly it's the same type of approach. So what I would suggest the structure would be is I think the answering the Yad Avram's kashas are easier. Let's start trying to answer the Yad Avram's kashas and use Zemin the fun to figure out what the Beis Hillel or slash Ramban Ritva, because we know the Ramban Ritva do not agree with the Yad Avram, they agree with the Beis Hillel. How the Beis Hillel answers the Yad Avram's questions, and then with that you say to take it back and extend it maybe, and to explain what the Ramban and Ritva is answering. That would be maybe a second connection. Third connection of this sugya would be that I do not know, but it is possible that if we understand the Ramban and Ritva's answer, then we could really have a third sheet to hear, meaning what happened? The Beis Hillel asked the Kasha on the Astira, that the Gemara, we Paskin, because we tour Paskin in Aruch Chaim, that tzitzis is shkula k'neged kol mitzvos. And here in Yoredeya, we're Paskining that Mila is gedayda mishar kol mitzvos. And the Beis Hillel is saying that this is Astira, and they cannot coexist. The Avraham agrees it's a stira, except that he answers it by saying that shkula kenegah mitzvahs doesn't mean that altogether, which is, we know is against the Ramban and the Ritva. Now, the Ramban and the Ritva have a similar stira, where they have that it says, since this is shkula kenegah kol mitzvahs, which they learning not like the Yad Avraham, they're learning it like the Beis Hillel, in that it means that it's the biggest mitzvah, big mitzvah. And yet they also have a chazal of Ein Ata Yodea Matan Schar and Shel Mitzvahs. And at the end of the day, they somehow or another reconcile those two. So I do not know, because we don't know yet the answer, but it's a shot in the dark, but it is quite possible that once we understand how the Ramban and the Ritva can reconcile Sitzah, Shkula, Kenega, Kol, Mitzvahs, which they're learning it not like the Yad Avraham, but they're learning it Kipshuto, that it's a greater Schar, and they can still reconcile that with the Chazal of Ein Ata Yodea Matan Schar and Shel Mitzvahs, and therefore come out that it's not a Pircha, then they would, for the same way, they might be able to reconcile the Chazal of with the Chazal of Mila, Gedoyla Mitzvah, Mila Mishar Kol Mitzvahs, because it might be It sounds very similar. In other words, the Beis Hillel's problem that there's a stira between the chazal that sitzah shkula kenegah kol mitzvahs and mila is going to be kol mitzvahs sounds very similar to gufa the problem that's being left at the end of the day in the Ramban and the Ritva, that there's here it says sitzah shkula kenegah kol mitzvahs. And yet we're saying, Ein Ata Yodea Matan Schar and Shel Mitzvahs, which means that something else could be greater. So it seems like similar problems. So I would suspect, again, we don't know, but at least it will be something worthy of looking into, that when we understand the Ramban and the Ritva's answer, maybe we could go back and say a third Mahalik. In other words, the Yad Avraham Mahalik, we're not accepting. We don't like that they make tzitzis the least mitzvah. We want tzitzis to be the biggest mitzvah, right? But besides which, it's against the Ramban and the Ritva. So we're not accepting the Yad Avraham. The Beis Hillel, the Maisa, had to come on to a very, very big deichik to say that it's lav dafka. So it's just a possibility that when we could understand the Ramban and the Ritva, that we could use that to answer the question, and we would have a, you know, so to speak, a third sheet to hear to answer the question. And in the similar vein, there is the problem that the Yad Avraham seems to be asking at the end of the piece on the Beis Hillel, is that the Beis Hillel pretty much says beferish that it's impossible for more than one mitzvah to be shkudim. Shkula kenegah kol mitzvahs, because that's mathematically impossible. Because if I'm equal to you plus more, then by definition I'm greater. So I can't be equal to you plus more, and you'll be equal to me plus more. It's a stira. Right? Which the Ayinatash. Now, the problem is that Rashi, the Yad Avraham seems to be asking, but there are other kinds of mitzvahs that we find this. So I'm saying the Beis Hillel seems to say, and he says it preferish, we don't pass like those Gemaras. What do you want? It's a machlekes of sugyas. Which mitzvah is shkula? But Rashi and Chumash does seem to say that by feirish, that there are more than one that could be a shkula can I could call mitzvahs, right? Because Rashi says, that why is the Shabbos connected to Avodah Zarah? Because just like Avodah Zarah, Shkula Kenegah Mitzvahs, so Shabbos is also Shkula Kenegah Kol Mitzvahs. And Sitzis is also Nismecha, Shavhi Shkula Kenegah Kol Mitzvahs. So here the Rashi says that there are three things that are Shkula Kenegah Mitzvahs. So maybe it's confusing, one's a lav, one's an essay, I don't know, but there seems to make them all Shako, Sitzis, Avodah Zarah, and Shabbos. So the premise of the Beis Hillel that you can only have one Shako Kenegah Kol Mitzvahs, Shkuda Kenegah Kol Mitzvahs, doesn't seem to stem with Rashi. which is really the Erev HaShachar's Kasha. I am not sure, to be honest, I'm not too clear on what he's answering. I'm not sure exactly what he's answering, and obviously it's clear that Beis Hillel doesn't accept his answer. Of course, Rabbi Paul won't accept my answer either, but okay. But not sure what he's answering. I don't know the mathematics, Pashtus, the Beis Hillel is right that it doesn't work. His mathematics, I don't know. So we have a question that how can you have more than one mitzvah at shakel? So again, this is a shot in the dark, but it's a possibility that if we are going to explain the Ritva and Ramban's answer, and if we're going to use their answer to answer the Beis Hillel's question and argue with the Beis Hillel, because we're going to show that you could have Shkuda and at the same sense be have one mitzvah greater, then maybe once we're arguing with the Beis Hillel, we would also argue with him and explain how you could have two mitzvahs that are Shkudim at the same time. Maybe that would also follow. I do not know. Okay, so just to summarize what we want to do. We basically want to do two things that are definitely 100% mukhrach, need to be done. We have to explain the Ramban and Ritva, what they mean. That's for sure. Got to explain what they mean. And we also have to defend the Beis Hillel from the Yad Avram. That's Tam. Even if we didn't say anything, if we have an early Achron who is bombed out by a later Achron, so we have to try and defend him. Especially we went ahead and we brought a raya, which I think sounds like a good raya from the Ramban and the Ritva, which is beferish, not like the Yad Avram. So, okay, you say, how come we don't have to defend the Yad Avram? Because I would assume he didn't see the Ramban Ritva. I would assume, I don't know. Not everyone saw every sefer. But if we're assuming we're right that the Ramban and Ritva are beferish against the Yad Avram, so that for sure increases our obligation to defend the Beis Hillel. So those are the two definite things that we must do in the sugya. Problems that we must resolve. We have to resolve the Pshat Ramban and Ritva. We have to resolve the answering of the Yad Avram's Kasha on the Beis Hillel. We do not know if those are connected. They're best on the same sugya. They're on the same line of Sitzah Shkuda connected Koa Mitzvahs. They might be connected, might not be connected. We're hoping that they are connected. And we're hoping that it's the same type of Svara. I would assume that what I would like it to work out, what I would like to be, is that the answer to the Beis Hillel's Kasha on the Yad Avram is much easier. Understand that it's an extension to explain Pshat on the Ramban and the Ritva. And once we have that extension, then I would be, this ray is not mukhrop, is what I would be hope, is that extension would go back and Gufa be able to even argue with the Beis Hillel and answer the Beis Hillel's Kasha. Using the Beis Hillel, once we see that the Hezver, even though we're basing on the Beis Hillel, but once we say that Svara and we've extended it to the Ramban and the Ritva, then we're going to go back and use it to answer the Beis Hillel. And then the question which would be, to answer his problem, because it does sound like very similar problem. His problem and the Ramban and Ritva's problem sound like very similar. So it just seems like the one answer, whatever answer for one would answer the other. And again, the last thing which we would like to know is, can we also answer the problem which apparently the Beis Hillel is struggling with, is that how can you have two mitzvahs and ashkuda can you call Torah? Mathematically, that's an impossibility. So we'll see if we could also answer that problem. So there are the four things I like to do. Pshat the Ramban and Ritva. Pshat and the Beis Hillel's answer to the Yad Avram, which I would do first. To see if the answer to the Ramban and the Ritva would answer the Beis Hillel's original premise, so we don't have to come on to his doichik that the lashon of the mechaber in Yoredeya is lav dafka, and also to see whether that would be able to resolve the problem of how you can have two mitzvahs in our shkudim, which would maybe resolve Rashi in Bamidbar.